Lecture 20, Rome, From Republic to Empire.
Welcome to lecture number 20 in our series on the foundations of Western civilization. In this lecture, we're going to talk about the fall of the Roman Republic and the rise of the Roman Empire. It's a fairly sorry tale we have to tell. We'll begin by discussing really concretely what happened, who were some of the personalities, what were some of the major events, what were some of the major crises that brought this old and stable and much admired Roman Republic to a state of utter ruin. And at the end, we'll ask a few questions about why this happened. Was the system itself flawed? Were there people who were willing to manipulate the system in ways that people had not been willing to do before? Did some people discover flaws or perhaps opportunities, possibilities in this system to wrench it out of shape, to turn it to their own purposes? So we'll try at the end to explore some of those questions. Why did this happen? But first, we basically have to go through and say what happened. Who are the players and what did they do? When Attalus of Pergamum willed his kingdom to Rome in 133, there was a sharp public quarrel at Rome. You may remember my just mentioning that two lectures back when we were talking about the rise of the Roman Empire. And at the end of that lecture, I sort of used Attalus's bequeathal of his kingdom to Rome as a kind of a symbolic end for that lecture, for the emergence of the Roman Empire, for an awareness of what the future held for the Mediterranean world. Well, when Attalus willed his kingdom to Rome, It wasn't immediately accepted, because there were some very complicated political situations in Rome. A conservative party wanted no part of this legacy, for fear that it would lead to more entanglements in the East. Some of the old conservatives, the more traditionals in Roman politics, had begun to think, you know, this empire is not necessarily such a good idea. It's really costing us a lot in terms of domestic order. But a progressive party, led by the brothers Tiberius, who died in 133, and Gaius, who died in 121 BC, Tiberius and Gaius Gracchus, the Gracchi brothers, wanted to accept the legacy. They had a whole host of social programs, land reforms, and others, that they wanted to carry through. And they felt that the Attalid legacy would provide them with the wealth, with the money, with the resources necessary to accomplish their tasks. Now, not surprisingly, conservatives in Rome feared that this was a scheme to win political supporters. You see, some of them felt this was a scheme to win political supporters. Remember, we've talked about patron-client bonds in Roman politics. So some people, these people all played by the same rule book. They understood this system very well. So some people looked at the Gracchi and said, look, those guys are trying to use the Attalid legacy to buy support in Roman politics. There was another interesting little problem. Over a long period of time, going back more than a century before the Gracchi, as individual men, as individual small and medium-sized farmers had spent careers, really, in the Roman military, just by dint of circumstance, as a result of these long wars, various members of the senatorial aristocracy had bought up large tracts of land. They had also, in some instances, sort of acquired a great deal of public land, land around Rome that belonged to the state. But these people had kind of been settling on it and farming it and so on. One of the things the Gracchi wanted to do was redistribute land, get former soldiers back on the land. Well, some of the more conservative citizens at Rome were a little distressed by this because they had been holding a lot of that land for a long time. They didn't want to give it up. Well, what happened in the midst of this sorry spectacle was that tribunes were bribed, and when he himself tried to stand for the tribunate for a second consecutive year, Tiberius Gracchus was murdered. This was the first instance of political bloodshed in Rome. Over all these centuries, amidst any number of controversies, amidst any number of difficult, potentially contentious situations, never before had a Roman shed the blood of another in political contention. Now that line had been crossed. Well, when Gaius Gracchus carried on with his brother's plans, he and 250 of his allies were murdered by senatorial agents. The scale of violence was now becoming pretty dramatic at Rome. Now,